Yo, yo, yo.
Baby.
What's good?
Yeah.
Hi, everyone. Hello, everybody. What's going on? What's good?
We're back again.
Welcome to another episode of Awesome Thoughts Podcast.
As usual.
Mm-hmm. And to our new listeners, please make sure that you follow, you subscribe, you just, you know, be within the know. You know what I'm saying? Catch us on our social media pages. That's at Awesome Thoughts Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And also join the Facebook group that is Relationship Talks with Awesome Thoughts. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Be in the know and be involved.
Yes, please.
It's
a follow situation.
I'm trying to be as formal as possible. Because did you hear how smooth I just went in? I just like... But I'm trying to be as formal as possible, even though I know that this is a topic that just popped out of nowhere. Like, what were we talking about? Either way, like, that it just sparked. But today's topic is titled, "The Best Thing I Never Had." Cue Beyonce's song, please. But honestly, I don't know what we were talking about, and it's just like, it just came to me like, we should talk about these things, because sometimes you realize that, oh my gosh, if I was still with, you know, this particular person, I wasn't gonna, you know, I was never gonna get to this place where I'm at, or, you know,
accomplish the things
that I've accomplished at this point, you know. And I mean, it sounds pretty, yeah, I don't know what to call it, petty, harsh, but like, it's the truth at the end of the day. Not to be like, I'm hating on them just because you're my ex or you were somebody in the past, but it's the truth. That's why there's those memes and those, you know, those message images that come up saying, you know, some people come in as a lesson and some as a blessing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not just a thing. I mean, my friend just recently told me that, you know, people, I used to be like these people who talk about somebody came into my life and changed everything about, you know, me, and they just changed my life for the good, of course, you know. And you'd be like, ah, these people are just out here, they're just talking fluff, you know what I'm saying? But now she's in that point, like, no, like, this is actually true. It happens. You know what I'm saying? So that's where, you know, the blessings of that first meme comes in. Like, you know, you get those right people, but sometimes you go through those not so right people. Still trying to be as civilized as possible.
You know, have you ever bumped into someone you used to know, and then you become so glad that you're not together? You're like, damn, repeat the title.
You was the best thing I never had, brother.
Like,
or
you,
sister.
Yeah? This is you now? No, I'm glad that we
there's a lot of sad stories you hear about people's exes or whatever.
So there's never in the end it goes to show that you shouldn't feel bad or get stuck if something is not working out.
Exactly.
Because there's a message, you know.
It's telling you something. You know, sometimes when it's not going the way, it's, you
know. Some things are not worth it.
Exactly.
Because you look after,
that's
you,
why
10 years later, you made that person like, no.
This is why I normally say, you know, I took this as my own motto at some point, because I realized that it's a waste of time and hope and all this, you know, faith and stuff. Because if I'm with you and we date and we break up, there's no such thing as trying again, okay? That is just bull crap. There's no such thing as trying again, because the fact that it failed in the first place is a sign on its own that it's not supposed to happen. It's not going to go anywhere. Maybe the sex is good. Okay, sharp. But I might just be upfront and be like, okay, I'm going to use you for your instruments and, you know, vice versa. But this trying again thing, it's a waste of my time. Let me go find somebody who I might connect with, instead of wasting my time trying again. Because if it failed one time, what's, you know, it's there's little chances of it, you know, working out the second time.
Some things are not worth fighting for.
Yeah, it's just a waste of time.
You know, you bump into someone 10 years later or 5 years later and they're still talking the same thing, which means they still haven't grown.
Exactly.
And they have grown,
you know,
so much.
And you're like, no, bro, I'm not there no more. That's why you just like... I mean, honestly, it is offensive.
Like, I'm glad that I'm not
I feel offended. Not like, okay, I'm really thinking about it. But when I think about it now, I'm like, it's an offense because you still expect me to still be in that mindset you knew me in back when, you know, so many years ago. You still expect me to be in that same mindset. So basically what you're saying, low-key, is that you don't expect, you know, any good out of me. Or you don't expect, exactly, you don't expect that I can actually be something or become something. So that's why I'm like, it's an offense. It's like an insult. It's like, oh, okay. Because they're going to try and guilt trip you like, oh, you've changed. No, brah. It's called growth. I have become a better person. I have learned from even your own teachings. Because you, the fact that you're in that phase of even telling me I've changed, that means you were a lesson. You are the past. You are to stay there because, I mean, there's no growth coming from you. If evidence that fact that you still think I'm the one from 2051. You know what I'm saying? And now it's 2030. And you're just like, no, bro, I'm not the same person. It's just, I'm not that person. Yeah. From back way then, I'm not then. You know what I'm saying? I've changed. I've grown.
And sometimes even with, let's say, lifestyle-wise, it's a thing of, yes, you might have been maybe stuck on a certain, you know, person with a certain somebody, which you thought maybe gave you the best life, or you thought we're going to give you a best life.
Oh yeah,
maybe as a guy you were chasing it, thinking, ah, if I get this one, I'm gonna
going down.
Then you don't get her.
Oh,
then you meet her a couple of years down the line.
Oh my gosh, are you serious?
You're like, oh, I'm glad that didn't work out. Why? No, dude.
Wait a minute. Well, when you meet the person after and it didn't work out the first.
Yeah,
but
you're
that's
like,
why.
I'm glad I'm
that's
glad
why it goes back to that thing. There's no way that we can try again. If, I mean, I'm going to put me and King's storyline in a sense.
Besides, like,
it's
yeah,
a different
yeah.
type of situation now. Because we didn't date. We was, you know, talking, as they would call it. I don't, you know? But not like, okay, now we're official that we're doing this. So it made it different to come back again after, you know... I don't know if I should just go crazy and be like, oh, when I was a hoe. No, I wasn't a hoe. But I'm just saying, like, I had my experiences and I saw what I, you know, saw. No, like, I'm just saying, like, you know, that's how people would probably say it. I mean, like, I went wild, but I wasn't as wild. But you know what I'm saying? I did what I did and learned whatever so that by the time we come back together again, if... it's meant to be, of course, then that comes within the universe and with, you know, fate, they call it. But, you know, we met again and it's like a clean slate, clean start, because, you know, we've experienced what we've experienced, but we're coming in with knowledge and understanding and some type of sense that, okay, 1, 2, 3 can't happen for me and for you. You know what I'm saying? There's like ground rules and all these things that, okay, I can't do certain things because in the past I tried that and it flopped, you know, or I can't accept these types of things because in the past it happened and I felt like shit, you know, and so that's just how it is. But then there's the other type of situations then where it's like it didn't work out, you know, so that's why I'm just like, stick with the motto. If y'all broke up, y'all broke up. There's no such thing as trying again. There's no such thing as, you know, because if it didn't work the first time, what makes it, you know, what gives you that confidence and faith in the fact that it's going to work out the second time.
This also applies to maybe trying to get liked by someone.
Yeah.
Who is never gonna like you.
Exactly.
You keep on trying. Then after you give up, right?
Mm.
Then you meet them later on. Now you found someone who actually likes you.
Yeah, exactly.
Now they see that you're likable. Now they are no longer likable. Now they want to start liking you.
No, bruh. You had your window of opportunity. You know, that's why mostly
that's even the best thing they would tell you had. That,
you know, you need to seize the opportunity. When it comes, you know, you need to take it. You know what I'm saying? So if now you just let it slide through and now you realize later that, oh snap, by the time you're really actually chasing it, it's too late. Like you basically you'll never catch it, you know. It's almost like
it's
that
a race theory. Man,
exactly. It's almost like that theory, like if you were to make a paper boat and put it in the river, that stream flows, brah. So by the time you're actually really trying to catch it, it's gone. Bye bye boat, bye bye. That's all you can that's all you can do is say
bye-bye.
But bye,
you don't
bye.
Need to cry over that, because why? At some point,
to
one
you,
day,
it should be a lesson. But if you don't realize that, then which means, I mean, you just need to still grow, which is, wow. I don't know if you heard that, but it was like, I'll say, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Wow, because we need to at least start seeing and being realistic.
And you know with life, if you continue doing you, you're going to be glad that whatever happened.
Yeah.
That's the best thing you never had part, because you're going to be glad that sometimes you are going to be faced with an opportunity that will require you to be single at that particular time, or to be with somebody but that will suit whatever situation goes with that.
Yeah.
Then you'll be like, I'm glad, you know.
Yeah.
If it was this, I was not going to, you know.
I mean,
yeah, because there's many ifs, you know.
Okay, can you I know? I'm sorry, I'm just gonna get a little pity. I'm a female. These things happen. Let's just let it slide. If it trends, let it trend. Hallelujah. But I'm just gonna get pity a little bit, but I'm just gonna say, because we spoke about this obviously before. And we had said, like, do you think any of the past pages in your book would actually fit to be on this podcast?
Fit to be on this podcast,
like to be your co-host. Like, if I'm thinking about it, obviously I'm gonna think about, okay, between all the people I've been with, is there anybody that I would have, you know, blended with smoothly the way and had such smooth conversations with? Because for us, our podcasts are, you know, either on record and off record, and it's a lot off record, honestly. That's why I'm just like, we need to get to a point where, like, we document everything, because we talk about all sorts of stuff. Like, there's crazy moments, I can't even begin. But we're always, you know, talking, we're always brainstorming, we're always in another section of conversation. So then that's where the question came, like, okay, within, I think this is how I'm going to rephrase it, in, you know, to make it less personal instead of us, and to include you guys as well. But let's just say, think about the person you're with. Oh, let's just say, think about the accomplishments that you have and the growth that you have made throughout the years from your previous partner or from your previous partners in general. And tell me, like, if you can actually think about them helping you or pushing you to get to where you are today. Because obviously, for you to get to where you are, of course, the person you're with must have done some type of work, depending also on the relationship.
I'll say, I mean, it's for me, I think basically that's to the point where you say, I still say the best thing you've ever had.
Mm.
Because when you're looking at it, you're like, okay, you are this kind of person who does this kind of lifestyle, you know?
Yeah.
Nobody else was going to fit that lifestyle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nobody was going to be able to jump around, go to clubs.
But in terms of their stage, lifestyle as well, they wouldn't be.
Podcasts, exactly, whatever, you know. What
they're not going to fit into that category or zone.
Not even fit, George. Just.
They won't qualify.
You know, there's everyone has their own talents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's just say maybe nobody was, you know, capable, maybe. But yeah, it's all in good time. Hence I say sometimes you'll be glad because you are a certain kind of person who's meant to blend, yeah, with a certain kind of person. But you don't know it. You try to blend with different or all sorts of kinds of people, which won't go well with you.
It doesn't work.
Yes, there is a past. That's why, because you haven't really found what you blend with, for, yeah, what you go with.
Once
you find it, that's how things, like, you know, people start doing things.
I've got 2 points with what you just said now.
Yeah.
I just pray I remember both of them. Let me just go quickly. So the first, within what you just said now, when you said, you know, you go and blend with different type of people. Remember there was a status I put out with this guy. I don't know the actor's name. I'm so sorry. But he's a famous actor, you know, mm-hmm, mostly within the Italian mafia types of movies, because, mm-hmm, he's got that thing. But he was talking about the fact that, you know, you need to like the person you're with, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
But he made this example of the fact that they say opposites attract, right? So it goes to what you were saying in terms of you be trying to blend with different types of people, the opposites, right? But normally, yes, they might attract, but they don't stay together for too long.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you need to find somebody that you actually blend and click with, you know? And then the second point within that is that to be a person who is at the point where you appreciate and you understand your past, and you really, really, you know, embrace it and appreciate the fact that you went through that, you don't have regret instead, because regret is like some heavy burden that we don't really need. And I'm just like, you know, what's the point? Because you're regretting a lesson that was supposed to happen. So you're out here having wrong feelings for something that was actually meant to take place, whether you tried to avoid it or not. It was supposed to, you know. So why have regret? Because they normally say, if that's how your life is written,
also,
that's how it is. So all the shit and crap that you went through,
yeah, yeah,
whether you caused it or not, don't feel too shitty about yourself. I mean, it was supposed to happen. But instead of looking at your fault, try to look at the bigger picture, what the lesson was within that, so that you don't repeat it. Because then you might still be repeating it. That's why regret keeps getting more.
This also means that people need to learn to let go.
Exactly.
Because some people don't see how they can live besides that person, you know?
Besides the person.
But the thing is, you are being shown, you are being given signs or signals,
and we need
so
to
that you
to
can
that.
Yes, you can live past that. So it also shows that, because some people don't want to grow out of something, which is the reason why you will never realize your full potential, because you do not want to. But all in all,
but here's the thing, I want to just contradict a little bit, because it could be the person you're with. That's why this whole topic comes in.
All right,
that's
all
why
right.
That question came in the sense of what you've accomplished or how you've grown.
If you were with
the past people, would you have managed to get to where you are in the pace that you did? You know what I'm saying? Because you might think, okay, you don't push yourself to do things, or it's your partner making you feel, you know, insecure about it. It's crazy how I reference Q Beyonce's song, right? But there's another one, same artist, but she, I mean, I'm a fan, so anyways, she mentioned this fact that, because she was basically writing a postcard to her ex.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, nigga, I got that haircut that you said was, you know, put on that dress that you was like, nah. Mm-hmm. I went and I auditioned and I did the things that you were telling me were not good, and look where I'm at. I'm like, I'm prospering. So sometimes, yes, the people you're with can be poison because they hold you back.
Yeah.
They make you feel...
Yeah.
insecure. They make you feel like what you're doing is exactly, you know what I mean,
is going because to pump more money into what you're doing,
you know, like, what I mean,
the one you blend with,
exactly, your
body, if you get, you know, stuck,
become the perfect Bonnie and Clyde, because there's those people who in the previous episode, actually not previous, but which one is it? Encouraging your partner, you mentioned this thing where it's a fear where you don't want to really push your person to do things, or that you see that they're great in this, but then you make them feel like, you know what, they're not good enough, or you know, you break their spirit in that sense,
so that, you can
so that they never get, exactly, they never get to that higher power, because you're so insecure to the point that you feel like, no, this person,
and then
exactly, but then it's not the case. If they really love you and you really the type of partner that they want to be with, when they succeed, you succeed. That's why I normally, you know, when it gets to marriage points of things, it's like you become a unit. That, you know, you become one. A team, basically. You know, most of the time they say, it's not two halves that make a whole, but two wholes that make a great team. You know what I'm saying? Because you know yourself, I know myself. And I have... You know, we both have goals, whether they're similar or directly the same, or, you know, they just have that common thing to help, you know, boost them and make them come into reality. And that's what becomes the great team of a relationship, marriage, and, you know, partnership in the end of the thing. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes...
Be glad that fuckboy fucked you over. Girl played you.
Exactly. For me, I'm glad I did everything, you know, that I did.
You're not, you know, with them, because imagine if you had not caught them.
I'm about to list all
and
these
now your life is changing for the best, and you are still with that
Can
kind
I
of get, person.
Wait a minute now. You're this not, is not story time. I know I normally do story time, but not much of confession. But this is not really a confession, but this is just me like setting all these things that I don't freaking give a damn.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about it, and I'm just like, okay, fine, I've never really, you know, paid attention to it, but now obviously because we're in this kind of conversation, we're talking about the best things that never happened to us, you know, I'm just like, I'm happy I, you know, I went through a stage where I thought I could change a person, because I learned you can't change a person, and a person who really wants to be with you will see that, they see your efforts, they see everything you go through, and they answer you back with action, not just words, you know, they also do the same things for you. And then I'm happy that, okay, I had my what is it, so-called cheating moment. I'm not proud of it, you know, but I had that moment, because then I learned that, I mean, I've experienced it and I know how it feels. So it made me feel like very, like a fucked up person for doing the same thing. Even though, yes, it wasn't like a real relationship, but I mean, I did break like a pinky promise, basically. You know what I'm saying? So it means something, you know, you gotta respect what was and what was happening there, you know. So that's where I'm just like, okay, I did that, and okay, I admitted I did my apologies in that moment, but you know, it's happened, and I'm grateful it did, because now I know that you don't do those type of things if you actually serious or trying to be serious with somebody. And what else,
here's a question for the crowd.
Revenge,
here's a question. Do you think that one person that you've ever wanted and you never got, do you think if you'd gotten that person, your life would be better? Tell us.
Yeah.
Comment, send something. Do you think if you had managed to get a date with your crush or the best, the only person you ever wanted, that person, do you think your life would have been better?
Yeah, well.
Or is it a story whereby you are meeting them 15 years later, you're doing better than them, and you're wondering what happened?
Ah, well, you know, if you talk about your crush, now depending on which year it was your crush, and even if you still remember what their name is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't remember half the people I've ever
met. But there's that one person that you always want. Do you think that if you had things, you know, went right,
no,
your life would be better?
I just put out my answer. But I'm going to put it again. I put it twice. I'm going to put it on the Relationship Talks with Awesome Thoughts group on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm just saying no. I don't think, you know, I could have. Because there's a lot of craziness. You know, sometimes you might find good or, I mean, okay type of love or something.
And sometimes but then the it's not the one. You, you know, they're like, hey, this person is
a good. I mean, one of them, yes, I realized, okay, you're not going to change for me. One of them realized you can't do these types of things to people, you know, and stuff like that. You better, you know, stay true to your promises and everything. The other one, I realized, like, no, sometimes, you know, people really, if they wanted to make the effort, because I was told what I wanted is just something that you see in the movies. And, you know, I'm just like, oh, okay, wow. But here I am, I've got my own, you know, I've got exactly what I was looking for, and I'm not getting that type of statement like, oh, what you're looking for is in the movies and it, you know, it's not real. What the fuck? I mean, I'm not, oh, you're not getting the point, dog. So you tell, you see what I mean? You see what I mean? So it's just like, okay, wow, what a way to crush my freaking dreams. Thank you, man. So much. So yeah,
like you belong to the street.
Ah,
basically does.
No, some of them didn't realize because I was out here giving you a quality that you thought was nasty. No, well, not nasty, but like that you just thought like, it's too much. It's suffocating. Yeah, suffocating. That's the best word to use. You know, and now you want that suffocation. Now you've grown the fuck up and you want that suffocation.
But the thing is, you are behind, even though you are grown.
You're not going to get it from me, but it's funny, and I'm going to laugh in your face. I enjoy those type of situations. So if you have the, you know, if you feel courage enough.
Yeah, I know lockdown is a lot of people from the past.
More courage than courage, the cowardly dog.
Lockdown is a lot of dead people from the past creeping up on us. Hey, look, guys, we see ya. The best things we never had, bees crawling on us during lockdown. Hurrah for day.
You know, I said I wanted to be petty.
Good bird.
I said I wanted to be petty in the beginning of some type of story time or whatever was happening, you know. But yeah, I did say I wanted to be petty, and I'm just like, oh, not petty, petty. Petty, petty. Ha, petty, petty. But yes, I'm trying to be as professional as possible, but I cannot stop myself from thinking, oh, there was a person who told me, I'm saying this, and I told you this, and compose yourself now. No, it's happening. It's happening. So he was on some like, so what if we broke up and I came back to you a couple of years with a fucking limo? Okay, so he's like, I'm gonna come with a limo. What would you say?
Okay, what, are you an escort?
Exactly, like, what are you, you know, in that time I was like, I don't know, I'm like, because I'm just like, what do you mean? Because you see, that's why I always when I refer to like the fact that cockiness is just a nasty turnoff to me. It's only one person that has exuded so much of this cockiness that I'm just so disgusted in anybody. Like, it was too much. Like, it's suffocating. You know when you eat something so much that you're like, nah, I can't what do this no more. I can't eat you no more. Like,
basically saying I don't have game.
But here's the sad part. This is where I'm just like, this is where regret comes into proper play, because I'm just like, I should have told your ass. I should have asked your ass when you came back, when it was dry season, when you went down your whole black book and all them other bitches didn't say yes. I should have been like, you got the limo? I should have asked that question. That's the only thing that makes me mad. Like, I don't know if we should have a whole session where we talk about the things that we should have said.
You know that letter.
Like, I should have told you this, but I didn't think about it on time. Like, I should have asked that guy, like, do you got the limo yet? Because if you don't, get the fuck on my phone. Because what you calling me for? You gave me this example, and you think I'm gonna forget? No, I remember. I remember your cocky ass. So when you got the limo, call me. But I'll still go tell you it's too late. But just call me when you got the limo. So I'd be like, good for you, but it's too late. Bye.
But basically that's it. I've exhausted anything I can impress you with. Now I have to say the dreams. What if I come back with this thing?
Nah, bro.
Yeah, dude,
it's not working. Because here's the sad part, if you're ever listening, I'm sorry, I don't mean to come out rude, but I mean, it is life. And you would call it change, but I say it's growth. I'm just gonna say, you know, you might have tried to come and impress with a car. I got a car too, bro. So try again.
Something we don't.
We're waiting for the limo, honestly. I'ma congratulate you the fuck out, but I'm just like, it's too late. It's too late. It's too late, okay?
This is why people need to pull up.
Cue One Republic. This we're queuing too many songs today.
This is why people need to cool down. It's too hot.
It's too hot. Yes. Oh, it's too hot. You know, I'm just going to say this. I'm just going to put it out there. When we talk about the best thing we never had, and I'm just gonna put out the best thing we got. And I'm telling you, that president got a hot track. I'm gonna make a TikTok, but yeah, you're just gonna just watch, you know, Queen First Lady 5 on TikTok. I'm gonna put a TikTok of his hot track.
She's still getting her decimals right, people. Exactly, so she's not putting.
You know, when he's talking about it's cool, it's too hot. We need to cool down. He's got a hot track. And a hot track. That's talking about how hot he is. I mean, baby. You know what I'm saying? So, shashisa, guys. Shashisa. You know, and I'm just like, we need to just be grateful for what has happened, what has been, and let's keep on growing. Remember, if they come back and tell you you've changed, be like, no, brah, it's called growth.
You need to heal.
You need to heal, brah.
Hola.
Peace out.
Thank you.